This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 100. And on this episode, I'm talking about exactly what I would do if I had to start over today to get my business to its first five-figure launch. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, hard hustlers? Welcome to episode number 100 of the podcast. Now, I just want to take a second to say, I cannot believe that we're here at episode number 100. It's absolutely crazy to think that we're 100 episodes into the show. And I just want to take a moment to thank you as a loyal listener of the show. It's been an incredibly rewarding experience. It's been crazy to watch the evolution of this show over time. And I'm really excited to get into episode number 100. Now, on the last episode, I promised you that we would be doing something kind of special for this episode. And what I want to do is tell you how I would scale my business to its first five figures if I was starting over today. If I had to start from scratch, what would I do to really start to build my email list, to start to grow my business, to essentially get to my first five-figure launch? And I want to share that with you. Now, before I do, I just want to real quick say, if you're not already following me over on Instagram, you need to get over there at Heart Soul Hustle and just drop a comment on one of my photos to let me know that you're a listener of the show so I can give you some love. We're starting to do way more with Instagram and we'd absolutely love to have you join us over there and have conversations about the podcast with you there. Now, getting into this week's episode, there's a couple of rules that I've kind of laid out for this kind of experiment, if you will. And number one is that I want to achieve a five-figure launch in the next 90 days or in the first 90 days of starting this, you know, hypothetical business. I want to hit that five-figure launch in 3 months time. Now, for some of you listening, it might take a little bit more. It might take a little bit less. You may have done it faster, slower, better, worse. There's nothing right or wrong. I'm just working with a time frame of 90 days because I think it's possible. The other rule is that I start with a little bit of money to get me going. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this on the show before, and it's something that I'm pretty adamant about, which is if you're starting a business, you need to have at least a little bit of money that you're willing to invest. And for me, I put the budget at $1,000. I want to have $1,000 to get this business off the ground, right? It's not a crazy, insane amount of money, but it's also not zero. And so I just wanted to lay out those two ground rules so that you know exactly where I'm coming from with starting this new business. So with all that being said, let's dive into exactly what I would do to scale up my business. The first thing that I would do is sign up for an email autoresponder. I'm very partial to ConvertKit. I absolutely love ConvertKit. I think that they're one of the best solutions out there for starting to build your email marketing. And I would sign up for ConvertKit, which is about $30 a month to get started. And that's how I would start to build my email list. So I would sign up for ConvertKit. And then my second step would be to create a freebie. Now, my good friend Amy Porterfield just did an episode on her podcast all about creating an epic freebie. We'll link up that episode. Episode number 214, if you just want to get quick access to it. But I would start by building out a freebie related to my niche. Now, I'm going to assume that for this experiment, I've still got my level of knowledge. I'm still in the marketing space because that's where my passion is. But I would build out some kind of freebie. Now, I've talked about this before on the show, but I think some of the best freebies are workbooks and checklists. And so I would probably create a workbook around Facebook ads or building an email list. And I would start by creating this freebie, and I would also sign up for Lead Pages. Lead Pages is about $37 a month. So just to kind of check in, I'm at about 67 to 70 bucks a month that I'm spending right now so far on this experiment. And I would sign up for lead pages and connect it to ConvertKit, and I would build a freebie, a workbook or a checklist. Now, the way I would build that workbook or that checklist would probably be with something like Canva, because Canva is a free tool that allows you to create really beautiful PDFs. So I would create a PDF with Canva, like I said, a workbook or a checklist, probably around Facebook ads, because that's my area of expertise and that's what I care about. So once I've got all that going, just to kind of check in with what I've got right now, I would set up a landing page with lead pages, connect it to ConvertKit, and give away my freebie. And I wouldn't go crazy with follow-up emails or anything at this point. I would simply be setting that all up to start to build my email list. And I've spent about 70 bucks out of my $1,000 so far. Now, the next thing that I would do would be running Facebook ads. I would run Facebook ads to my new lead page to start actually building my email list. Now, my goal would be to spend about 2 to 3 weeks on Facebook ads to build up my email list to the first 100 people. Episode number 37, where I talk about the basics and fundamentals of running Facebook ads, I'll link up to that as well. And I just want to pause for a second and say that during this episode, I'll probably be linking up a bunch of different resources so that you can kind of, number one, be able to digest this episode in a reasonable period of time, but number two, have access to all of this stuff to actually start building out your email list and building out your first five-figure launch. So I would run some Facebook ads for about 2 to 3 weeks with my goal to be getting my first 100 people on my email list. And I would budget about $400 for that. So to this point in the experiment, I've spent about $500 total, and I've hopefully built up my email list to the first 100 people. So now the next thing that I would do is send out an email to my list asking them exactly what it is that they're struggling with. And I talk about this on episode number 30 of the podcast, where we talk about surveying your audience. And I actually have a freebie that you can use so you can see the email that I would send. But I would send out an email saying, "Hey, it's Zach here. I'm just curious what the biggest struggle you've got right now when it comes to your business is." Now, if you're not in the business niche, that's okay. You could say, "What's your biggest struggle when it comes to your health or your wellness or your spirituality or your happiness?" It doesn't have to be business. But I would ask people what they're really struggling with right now. And I would pay attention to the responses. And what I would do with those responses is start formulating some kind of online course, something that I can actually package up and sell my knowledge to this audience. And so based on their responses, I would map something out. Now, you don't have to build out a full online course. You don't even need online course software. In fact, for your first course, I would recommend an email-based course, where people can sign up for a lower cost than what you may be used to with online courses, but they're able to get access to all the information via email. So maybe like a 6-week boot camp with weekly emails and a weekly video that you throw on YouTube as a private video, or all email based if you're doing something like, you know, you could do fitness where you send them a weekly meal plan and a weekly exercise plan. But I would start by building out a really simple email course. One reason is that, number one, it takes a lot less effort. Number two, it doesn't require any additional software from what we've already got. And number three, it allows you to start to test the waters without having to invest your time in building out a full-blown course. So what I would do is email this list of 100 people I've got and say, "Hey, I'm launching this new beta and it's 47 bucks. Would you like to join?" And I would start really simple. So what I would do is just set up a really simple PayPal page where people can pay you 47 bucks to join the first iteration of your online course as an email course. And I would do all the selling via email. So I would write 2 to 3 emails to my list, specifically talking about this new offer that I've got, with my goal being to get 10 students to make $470. Now, at this point in the game, we're not super profitable. In fact, we're probably breaking even. If we've spent $400 on ads and $70 on our software, making that first $470 is breaking even. But what we've done now is built up a few assets. We've built out a freebie. We've built out successful Facebook ads. We've surveyed our audience to find out what they want. And we've built out our first beta offer. So even though you've broken even financially, you've got a ton of stuff going for you in terms of assets. And that's what I want you to start thinking about as you, you know, start a new business or start to scale out your business. Sometimes there's a lot of value in having assets that we don't necessarily think about, but it's there, okay? So once I've got this first offer out there and I've made maybe 500 bucks so far, the next thing I would do is start a weekly podcast or newsletter, because I've got this list of people that are now paying attention to me. I don't want to neglect them. I want them to be hearing from me on a regular basis. And so I would start a weekly podcast or a weekly newsletter where I'm actually communicating with these people on a regular basis. Now, knowing what I know now, I would probably do a podcast. And I would take some of that money that I generated and I would buy a Blue Yeti mic. And I'll link it up in the show notes. The Blue Yeti mic, it costs about $100, but it's just a good way to get started with podcasting. So that's, if you wanted to do a podcast, I would take $100 that I've generated and invest it in a microphone. If you're a better writer, then I would say, hey, don't even stress about a microphone. Instead, focus on writing a weekly blog or a newsletter. The goal with this is not to attract a ton of new people or to build a massive audience with your podcast or with your newsletter. It's to start communicating with the people who are already on your email list, okay? Now, at the same time I'm doing this, I would still continue to build my email list by running Facebook ads to my freebie. And once I've got this beta offer that's kind of sold and I've figured out how to get my first 10 customers from the first 100 people on my email list, I would then start to build out a webinar. And I would build a webinar with the goal to be to increase the price of my beta program to about $97 and get 25 new students. And at a $97 price point, it shouldn't be too hard to convert my webinar around 10%. So 10% of people that sign up for my webinar would hopefully buy my $97 product. So I would budget about $500 for Facebook ads with the goal to be to get $2,500 in sales and have an email list that is now 250 to 300 people. So let me just say that again because I threw a ton of numbers out there. Once I've gotten my first 100 people on my email list and I've sold my first 10 beta products, I would then increase the price of that beta to $97 and polish it off as a finished product. I would run a webinar where I would now increase the price to $97 with the goal of being to get 25 students. I would have a $500 Facebook ad budget, so my goal would be to make $2,500 and build my email list to 250 to 300 people. So at this point, we would have actually made about $2,000. We would be in the green about $2,000, or in the black is really what you're supposed to say, but we would be $2,000 profitable at this point. Now, the reason that I want to be that profitable is because let's say your webinar doesn't go as well and you only sell 15 units or 10 units, you're still going to be profitable. All you need to do at this point is sell 10 products to double your money, right? 10 products at $97 with a $500 budget is about double your return on investment if you can sell 10 units, okay? So we're just really starting to put ourselves out there more, build our email list, get a little more formal with the way that we're selling. And I think that webinars are still a really fantastic way to sell. Now, once I've got a webinar up, the next thing I would do is set up a really basic email funnel. And I've actually got an outline of this inside my monthly marketing playbook. You can go to monthlyplaybook.com to get on the wait list for my monthly marketing membership group. But what I would do is set up a really simple 5-email sales funnel. And that 5-email sales funnel would just simply sell my $97 product. It's only designed to sell my $97 product. Now, at this point in the game, my goal isn't to make a ton of money on my sales funnel. It's just to break even on my Facebook ad spend. So for every 100 people that go through my email funnel, I would want to make about $200 to $300, but I would have spent $200 to $300 on Facebook ads to get those 100 people. So I'm setting up an email funnel so that I'm able to continue to spend money on Facebook ads without just throwing the money out there and hoping that it comes back to me in the future. I'm using this as a way to kind of build my email list for, you know, quote unquote, free at this point in the game. Now, you might lose a little bit of money on your ads. You might make a little money on your ads, but the goal is just to break even at this point. And the 5-email sales funnel, just to give you a taste, 5 emails that we send out every couple of days to new subscribers on our email list. So right away, we send them their freebie. Then a couple days later, we send them a purely value email. A couple days later, another value email. A couple days later, a soft sell to our product. And a couple days later, a more hard sell to our product. And our goal is to get people who are new subscribers to buy our $97 product. So it's nothing fancy. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles. There's so much more that you can do with email sales funnels, but we're keeping it simple at this point because remember, the goal is to keep this process simple and scalable in a 90-day period. So I just want to check in real quick and recap everything that we're doing so far and then talk about the final steps to getting to your first 5-figure launch. So far we've created a freebie, a workbook or a checklist, and we've connected it with ConvertKit and lead pages. Then we ran some Facebook ads for about 2 to 3 weeks with a $400 budget, with the goal being to get our first 100 email subscribers. We then surveyed those email subscribers to ask them what they're struggling with so that we could create a $47 email course to sell. Once we got our first 10 students, we started either a weekly podcast or a weekly newsletter so that we're communicating with the people who are joining our email list, while at the same time, we're still running our Facebook ads to continue to build our email list. Then we ran a webinar with a little bit bigger budget, a $500 budget to fill up a webinar, with the goal being to sell 25 units of our beta course that isn't a beta anymore because we've already run it. And our goal now is to sell it for $97. So anything between 10 and 25 sales is going to double, triple, quadruple your $500 investment, and also build your email list to 250 to 300 people. Once we do that, we've now set up a basic just 5-email welcome sequence that we put out to new people who subscribe to our email list, with the goal to be to sell our $97 product. And again, the goal with that is not to make a ton of money. It's to break even so that we can continue to run these Facebook ads in the background without having to spend all of our money and depleting our resources. Hopefully, for every $100 we spend on ads, we make a sale of our $97 product. That is our goal with our basic email sales funnel. Now, once we've got that going, I would continue to run my Facebook ads until I get my email list up to 1,000 people. And that might take a few weeks, but once you get your ads singing and you got this really simple funnel in place, I think you could do it in about 6 to 8 weeks, which puts us for this whole process at about 12 weeks time, which means we're getting pretty close to that 90-day mark. But remember, we have been sending out a weekly newsletter to new subscribers on our list. So we've actually been communicating with our email list. So these people are warm and are going to be interested when we have a formal offer. So once I've got my first 1,000 people on my email list, just from running Facebook ads and a couple and a webinar, now I would do a formal 5-day challenge launch. And we'll link up a couple of resources in the show notes because I've talked about five-day challenges, but we'll link up the complete five-day challenge launch strategy inside the show notes. But I would run a five-day challenge. And I would promote this to people who are on my email list. And I would also give myself probably a $2,000 ad budget, which I've gotten from my webinar, right? I would actually take most of the money that I generated from that webinar and put it back into a five-day challenge. Now, my goal with this would be to get about 1,000 people into the challenge, which is totally doable with a $2,000 budget and an email list of 1,000 people. My goal would be 1,000 people in, but anything between 500 and 1,000 to me would be an absolute, you know, knock it out of the park win. I would now increase the price of my beta course and my email course to $197, and I would put it inside of a platform like Kajabi or Teachable or Thinkific. I would now build out a formal video and PDF course, and I would pre-sell it before it's built. And I would get, my goal would be 50 students at $197 each, which would essentially be your first five-figure launch. It would actually be $9,850, but if you sold one more, 51 sales, you would be just over $10,000. And that's what I would do. I would build up my audience, I would build up my email list, and then I would do a more formal launch, a five-day challenge launch, because I'm partial to five-day challenge launches. I think they work really, really well. And something that I mentioned is that I would be pre-selling this course. I wouldn't build it before I sell it with my five-day challenge. Why? Because then I could take some of that $10,000 and I could hire a designer and a virtual assistant. And that would be my next step, is to hire someone to help me design the course, whether that be handouts, PowerPoints, videos, checklists, whatever I need created for this product so that it looks professional, and a virtual assistant to help me manage an influx of new students. Because by now, you probably know that most online courses come with a Facebook group or a community, and you're going to want some help managing that, and a virtual assistant does that incredibly well. So that's what I would do. I know that that was a lot of information that I threw at you over the course of about 25 minutes, but that's how I would scale. See, something that I wanted you to take away from this episode is that it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be simple. It really, really can. And you don't have to overcomplicate things, and you don't have to worry about what you post on social media. What you'll notice is that nowhere in this strategy did I even talk about how frequently to post on your Facebook page, right? Or how frequently to post on Instagram. In my opinion, that kind of stuff you can worry about later. You can start building your assets now, building your email list, building your products, building your suite of offerings so that you're able to start to scale your business where it matters, in the way that it pays you. So I just want to run through one more time everything that I would do in order so that you can maximize your results, okay? So step one, create a freebie, link it to lead pages and ConvertKit. Step two, run Facebook ads for 2 to 3 weeks with your goal to be to hit 100 people on your email list. Once you've done that, step three, send an email asking your list what their biggest struggle is, so that step four, you can launch an email course that I would price around $47. Once you've got your list growing with Facebook ads, I would then start a weekly podcast or newsletter so that you can continue to communicate with new people on your list. Step six would be to run a webinar and now sell a more polished version of your email course at $97, with your goal to be 25 students and a $500 Facebook ad budget, so that when you're done, you have an email list of about 300 people. Step seven would be to set up a basic welcome sequence that sells your $97 product to new customers, so that you can break even and continue to run Facebook ads until step eight, you build your email list to 1,000 people with Facebook ads, and organic marketing. I didn't talk about that too much in this episode, but you can absolutely start to leverage posting on Facebook or Instagram if you've already got a following there, but I don't think it's necessary. Then step 9, I would do a formal 5-day challenge launch with my goal to spend $2,000 that I made from that webinar on advertisements to sell a $197 product that I would put inside of a video-based course, with the goal being 50 sales to get your first $10,000 launch. And then the final step, step 10, is to get your first virtual assistant and designer in the door to help you actually create and deliver your first video-based course. So there you have it, the roadmap, 0 to 1K leads and 0 to $10,000 in sales. If I was starting over today, it's exactly what I would do. And I hope that you got tons of value out of this episode. Now, again, if you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/100, again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/100. We're going to have a ton of resources for you. I mentioned all kinds of resources throughout this episode so that I was able to keep it right around the 30-minute mark, but there's tons of supplemental resources that will help you get even better results. Now, one last thing is if you got tons of value out of this episode, I would love it if you would take a screenshot of this and post it to your Instagram stories and tag me so that I can see that you're listening to this episode. I love, love, love it when we hear people are actually listening and getting results with the podcast. So if you want, drop me a tag on Instagram. Let your friends know that you're listening, because seriously, if I'm being honest, I think this is one of our best episodes to date. So get out there, get cracking, and I can't wait to hear the results you get. Until next week, keep hustling. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.